Ellen, would you come up here for a moment, please? You may be one of the few people who doesn't like goodbyes more than I do and who's weepier than me about goodbyes, so I feel like a kindred spirit. Jean, come on up here as well, if you would. And RE staff, if you would like to. Yeah, you might need those, right? You're going to need them. I'll take one just in case. So y'all know me that I can be quite weepy. I've actually contained it in recent years, but usually I'm a pretty weepy gal. So it's time to say goodbye to you, Ellen, and it's a heartfelt goodbye that I offer you. You blew in like the wind here, winding your way into fellowship life in a variety of contexts in these past 2 years. And before you even arrived here, I'd heard rumors of you from UUCB, from Reverend Kelly, who said, there's this amazing young adult who's like showing up here. And then Kelly hired you as their interim RE coordinator. And then that was 2 years ago. And then you brought your gifts to us at the Capital Campaign just when we needed someone with your organizational skills. You should see the spreadsheets this woman creates. They are a work of beauty. And then we hired you as our joint youth coordinator. And that's where I really could see your gifts shine. And in the course of this time, as we've talked, you were really able to tell me how much that is really, what a calling that is for you. And I was able to see it. And I will say, I see it both as your supervisor and as a parent. As a parent with two very different kids in the program who you were able to relate to in their ways. So I really appreciate that. And you are, people may not know what a jack of all trades that Ellen is. Have you ever seen her knitting? It's amazing. Oh, there it is. And then she starts bringing me jams and also, so your gifts are unbelievable. And my hope is that you find ways to weave them all together in your life as you go forth from here. Mostly, Ellen, you've been just great fun to work with and just a joy to have on the staff. And you have changed us for the better. I have a little gift for you. As you leave Colorado, where did it go? Could you grab that for me, Ted? It's a little gift to remind you of Colorado as you go to Virginia, the warmer climates of Virginia. So you don't have to open it now. You know? I'm going to miss you. Jean.
There is no way I'm going to sing now. But I think this hymn is just you. When your heart is in a holy place, you are blessed with love and amazing graciousness. Mm. So what I have to say on behalf of the School of the Spirit Council is that this young woman did blow in, thank goodness, and we have all benefited from her talent, from her kindness, from her love, and we appreciate that immensely. So, thank you. And the School of the Spirit has a little something for you, too. Let's see. And one other thing. The little... Thank you. So, and thank you again. Where's Ellen's parents? You done good.
a little gift for you from us and the kids. So, and then everybody signed a card for you. You want to check the card?
Signed
by the kids.
Just a little wet.
A little wet. Okay, the pink is a little wet, Ellen.
Okay. So, thank you so much.
There's also a bag you can put it in.
Thank you so much. So now I get to say my thank yous and goodbyes. And we'll see how much of this I can get through. So first of all, I'm so grateful for the opportunity to be part of this community over the past year and a half. This has been a time of transition and change for you, as you have raised money and are working towards building a new home and discerning the future of the Faith Formation Program and hiring a new director for that program. And it's also been a huge period of transition and discernment for me, figuring out what kind of career I want to build, figuring out what my personal life looks like, figuring out the support systems that I need in order to thrive, and figuring out that it's actually time for me to go home. So when I came to Colorado 3 years ago, my mantra, and I'm totally serious about this, my mantra was roots hold me close, wings set me free. And I needed to focus on those wings in order to move halfway across the country. But right now, I need to strengthen and deepen my roots, finding more balance in my life. Of the many congregations that I've been involved in, and it's actually six of them at this point, as a child and youth, as a member, and as a staff member, you, this congregation, you embody balance. You have a remarkable ability to find that space that is both welcoming to newcomers and continuously generative and warm for longtime members. That's a really special thing. You have an incredible congregation. You are able to be both patient and spacious, and also nimble and super effective. You are powerful and strong. You are a gentle, angry people, a gentle, loving people. And I'm so grateful for the time we've spent together. I've been so grateful. I am continuously grateful, and there aren't enough words to work with you, Lydia, and to work for you. You've been an incredible boss and mentor, and I admire your sense of compassion, generosity, curiosity, openness, justice. It's a long list. I'm going to miss you a lot. And the staff of this congregation is a remarkable group of effective, kind, thoughtful people. Yeah, they're incredible. Thank you to Carol, to Tad, to AJ, and to Sue, and to the School of Spirit staff. You are comrades. I'm lucky to be comrades with you in supporting this congregation. And I will also say, For Good is like one of my favorite songs ever, and I always cry when I hear it. And it was perfect and a total surprise to me when I looked at the detailed order of service and saw that song. So, yes. So, also, the School of the Spirit Council has been a tremendous source of support and inspiration and collaboration for me. Steph Tooley, Chris Atano, Don Burghardt, and Dave Setsky, thank you. And Jean Canella, where did you go? Yeah, you are right there. You are an incredibly remarkable person. I feel so lucky for your partnership. And to the children and youth of this congregation, you are hilarious and brilliant and insightful and justice-seeking and so, so joyful, and I'm hopeful, really, really hopeful for the world that you are creating. And you also have incredible, loving parents, and it's been great to partner with the parents in this congregation to build a loving community for the children and youth here. So these last few years have been full for me, sometimes very joyful, and at times very challenging and hard. And coming to work here has been such a gift. You have been a source of light and joy for me, a place for me to make sense of myself. I'm so grateful to each and every one of you to partnering on the journey with me for this time. Be well, and I love you.